that's a good art.
Intimidation of Endless Space, given in a small window of time, approximately 10 minutes, is a new exhibition by graphic designer Lena Grum and composer Ethan Braun at ArtSpace Aotearoa. The exhibition tends to relationships between sound, space, the visual and the body, inviting deep listening and limitless interpretation, and engendering a gallery in constant flux. I had a kōrero with Kaitohu director of ArtSpace Aotearoa, Ruth Buchanan, about the show and the artists.
Our current exhibition is presenting work by composer Ethan Braun and graphic designer Lena Grum, both of them pretty known in their fields, in Ethan's case primarily in experimental theatre, and in the case of Lena, as a graphic designer, she primarily works in the cultural sector rather than in the corporate space. She also actually has done the identity for ArtSpace Aotearoa. And with our question this year, is language large enough? We were really excited to see what would happen if a composer and a graphic designer would join forces to think through that question. So that the two of them haven't worked together as co-authors in this way before, and they've never had a show in an art exhibition context. So it's been really exciting for us to see how they've sort of put all of the things, the standards and expectations and assumptions around their respective fields, you know, in composition and in graphic design, there's lots of, you know, regular ways to do things. And they've put all of those things on the table up for grabs and given it a really, really, really good shake to produce the show.
And you've kind of touched on the how this project came about, but what did the collaborative process look like between the artists and ArtSpace Aotearoa?
Yeah, so I'm lucky to have worked with Lena Grum myself as an artist over on and off for about 15 years. So she's been an important part of my personal artistic practice. So we've produced lots of books and done exhibition designs together. So I guess we had a sort of jump on how we could work together. And then Ethan and Lena had worked together a little bit, but on smaller projects. But I guess we started conversation about 2 years ago, leading them into, like, this is our question for 2025. What do you think? Could we do it? And so we've had a very intense exchange over that two-year period, also bringing in a really fantastic sound engineer, Simon Lear, who sort of the four of us have been symbiotically in exchange to make the show possible. I guess with Ethan and Lena, they established a sort of fantasy, like, this is what we'd love to do. And then miraculously, Simon, the sound engineer, was actually able to make it possible. So there hasn't been a sort of, we've said this, they've responded, we've said this, they've responded again. It's been much more symbiotic and mutual, I guess, in how the exchange has unfolded.
As you say, this is a cross-disciplinary exhibition incorporating sound and visual elements. Is that something that ArtSpace Aotearoa is keen to build on?
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. It's definitely part of our exhibition history, so working in that inter-trans cross-disciplinary space has always been sort of part of our core purpose. And I guess the last year or two, there's been more focused contemporary art specialist approach to exhibition making, so it's really exciting to have performance back in the space, and some of the sort of tangly, unstable moments that working with practitioners from other fields brings. So definitely that'll be happening more in our space, particularly through our curatorial intern, their project, which we'll be launching in a couple of weeks. Parallax and Jing's project is really exploring notions of the performative, notions of duration. So it feels like the exhibition in the main gallery space is a really great way to introduce what Jing will be doing in the kit. So I think audiences can expect to see more temporal, more durational, more live activations within our organisation the rest of this year.
What excites you about bringing this project and exhibiting this piece in Tamaki Makaurau?
It's genuinely very exciting. The last 4 days we've had a really, really busy space with live activations. Yesterday we had an open rehearsal with emerging composition students. Ethan played with Hermione Johnson and Darren Harkness on Saturday night, so they're well-known experimental performers. And I guess what felt really good is the way it's genuinely bringing community members from classical music, from experimental music, from contemporary art, from graphic design together into one space to tussle with some of those ideas. And we've had really positive feedback about how the show is really able to sort of speak to those different fields. I had a conversation with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra's principal flautist on Friday night at the opening, and you know, she was exactly saying, this feels really exciting. It's bringing contemporary art and music together in a way that we always want to try and do, but it's quite hard to do. And I think that speaks to Ethan and Lena's level of skill and bravery and grace in approaching this question in a completely new territory. You know, they've not made an exhibition before, so I guess there's that excitement there. And I suppose for me personally, having lived for a long time in Berlin, almost 15 years, it feels great to bring some of the interests and urgencies that I was exploring in that context there to Tamaki. So it feels very fresh in the space. I just would really love to let audience know about maintenance, which is the term that Ethan and Lena have developed around live activation in the space. So the exhibition has an electronic soundtrack that's running all the time on a calendarized program. So anytime you come into the space, it'll sound different. So each day of the show, the 60 days, have been scored uniquely. But then in addition to that, maintenance is when a performer augments that electronic sound with live activation. And there's a lot of that happening this week while Ethan's in town every day this week. And there are two more performances or maintenances with Hermione Johnson. And then I'm being trained by Ethan to do maintenance every Thursday, and I think it's a really interesting way for us all as participants in the cultural sector to think about how we care for what we consume. So really encourage audience to come and have a little look and listen at what a maintenance session feels like.
That was Kaitohu Director of Artspace Aotearoa, Ruth Buchanan, speaking to me about their current exhibition showing Lena Grom and Ethan Braun's Intimidation of Endless Space, given in a small window of time, approximately 10 minutes. The exhibition is on at Artspace Aotearoa until the 12th of July.